We've been talking here off the air. Our producer, Robin Geske, has joined us again in the studio. You've been busy in here at the microphone. You're slaving over a hot mic all morning.
I know. It was not my intention, but yeah.
Well, yay. It's okay. You come up with some interesting things, and this one I think is interesting because it's a concept that is not new, but it's not the same old either.
Right, right. There is now a social media app called Shaper. It's S-H-A-P-R.
Because we have to have things that are really confusing to remember.
I think they're trying to be catchy, but I think you're right. It just ends up being confusing. But what it is it's a social network, but it's based on the premise that for networking, for business networking, as far as meeting people with your like interests in your same industry and being able to grow your network professionally within, you know, the place where you live, within your neighborhood. It works just like Tinder, you know, or Bumble or any of those apps. You type in, you know, your name. It links to your LinkedIn profile, which is a difference.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it will show your professional experience right off the bat. Then it will also, it asks you for your interest as far as, you know, because my background, of course, is in news. But what if I wanted to branch out into something different, mm-hmm. like, you know, marketing.
Operations or marketing.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it asks you additionally for your interests. And then when you put all of that in, it gives you people in your area that are also on the app. And you can swipe right or left, depending on if they totally match up with what you are looking for. And then you can start a conversation with them and, you know, say, hey, let's meet up for coffee, or, you know, I have some suggestions for someone who wants to get into just say video editing or something like that. It's interesting. I downloaded it a couple of days ago when I first saw it come across my radar. And there, it doesn't seem to be very many people on it just yet, mm-hmm. but in my neighborhood, there actually are, quite a few people in my neighborhood, in my general vicinity where I live in Dallas, that are already on it, that do kind of similar things to what we do.
Do you see people who are in other walks of life, or do you only see people who are in the same category?
It tailors it to what you've already said that you were interested in. Usually there's one or two interests and or, you know, like job titles, from what I've seen for the people that it has, you know, offered up to me as far as, you know, going swiping right or left, but there's at least one or two things that y'all have in common.
I'm looking at the reviews online. They're overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, it seems to be. I haven't really. And the first thing, and it does encourage meeting the person in person, mm-hmm. having a cup of coffee. And that's why it does the distance from where you are, because it says, you know, obviously networking is part of meeting people face to face and growing your network. And so the very first thing is it'll prompt you to say, if you find a match, the first thing it'll prompt you to say is, should we meet for coffee?
Uh-huh.
And it suggests that to you as your very first line to say to someone else. So, I mean, I haven't met anyone yet on it, but I haven't also, you know, played around with it a whole lot. But it does seem to be like something that you could definitely use if you were looking at a new job or, you know, looking to change industries or something like that.
So Shaper is not geared toward personal relationships.
No.
It's geared toward professional relationships and shared interests.
Correct.
So you could meet up people who just to chat about things that are of similar interest.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. As long as you guys have one or two things in common, the app will suggest them to you and you can meet up and just talk about things like you're changing industry. I mean, things in our industry have changed so much over the past, I would say even 5 years, that, you know, if you find someone else that is interested in what you're interested in, you could meet up and talk about that. So
you never know where that could lead.
Exactly.
Well, that was my next question then. If it does become a personal relationship thing, that's fine, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what it says. I mean, it just fosters people, you know, professional, like-minded professional people. You know, you could be friends. You could just end up going to lunch mm-hmm. once a week and, you know, dishing about everything else. But it does start out as what your professional interests are.
And I think it takes some of the pressure off of the other types of sites
and apps that are absolutely.
Either. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, I think the fact that it's based off of your LinkedIn profile is that it already gives the person your professional, you know, repertoire right there.
I was just going to ask you about that combination. Do you have any idea how the companies are working together? Or does LinkedIn own Shaper or anything
of that
nature?
I don't think that they have. I'm not sure, but I don't think they have anything to do with one another. I think it's just that's a way for Shaper to authenticate you being you. A lot of times these sites will ask you to link a Google account or your Facebook account.
Or your Facebook account.
Because those are already pre-
They've got so many users.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So that I think this is just a way for them to say, we've already authenticated that you are who you are, and it's your professional, you know.
Yeah. All right. Very interesting. It's called
Sounds
Shaper.
Good.
Shaper.